Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I see him as a two-way player who can impact the game both offensively and defensively. His ability to get to the free throw line and play downhill is super intriguing to us. I think he'll be able to be a versatile wing defender. I think his game is a little bit similar to Matas in that, you know, he can face up, he can post you up, he can get out on the break. You know, his game's just very versatile.
Come on. That was Mark Eversley after last night's first round of the NBA draft talking about Noah Esenge. That is the player that they picked at 12th overall. Thanks to everybody on the text line, by the way, for telling me how to say Radio Farm Ulm. Turns out it's not Ratio Farm.
I knew it wasn't Ratio Farm. What I did know, it was not Ratio Farm.
I mean, guys, that's how you learn. You got to ask some questions.
But also,
sometimes you're afraid to ask them.
Listen, I know we're going to continue this conversation about the Bulls and where they're going with this after making Noah Esenge the 12th overall pick in last night's draft. They have another pick tonight as it's first round, first day, second round, second day. But can I just
There's going to be no Taco Bell commercial when Nikola Jokic gets drafted this time.
Fair. The texts that are coming in and this idea that this team is going to be in playoff contention, and that's fine. My point is, trade away guys and you could still be in quote-unquote playoff contention. And what you really mean by playoff contention is you might get to the postseason. Top 10.
The postseason.
Top 10 teams get into the postseason from each conference. Two-thirds of the NBA gets to the postseason every year.
Yeah, it's like high school football now.
Depending on what state you're playing in. Yes.
Where two-thirds of the teams get in.
A couple of texts that I want to read. 239.
312-644-6767 if you want to text us. And some of you are out of pocket.
239 on the text line. That being said, the East is wide open, several eyes in the wide. With Vooch, Bulls could be up to a 4 seed.
Oh, no!
What?
No.
Did you watch any of the basketball over the last 2 months? Any of it? Any. Especially, say, the first round of the actual playoffs?
I don't think
the Bulls front office would say that.
That's a bad take.
And then 773, morning, do either of you believe the Bulls will trade Vooch? They always, that's in all caps, overvalue their players. They're probably asking too much for him and no trade will be made. That's from Ming.
Ming, I think that that's part of the issue. I think that based on past action, we know that they don't want to trade players that they value. We know that even based on it, on simple Andre Drummond deals where they could have gotten second round picks for him and they decided to keep him until the end of the season.
I want to know if the Bulls believe that the team that they finished the season with its new additions. And remember, there's not going to be new additions unless they make trades. They're not adding a whole bunch of stuff. We heard from Cody Westerlin kind of asking about the way the roster looks now. This is kind of what the roster is going to be unless they make trades. They've got to make trades.
Because they have painted themselves into this corner where they have said, and you heard Mark Eversley talk about how they want to develop somebody. So that eliminates free agency, right? You can take the $50 million, $75 million Supermax contracts. Not that anybody would earn a Supermax on the Bulls. That's not something currently. But even a Zach LaVine type situation. Think about the amount of years it takes as a player to earn a max contract in the league. How long that took Zach LaVine. And then on top of that, think about how many years it takes to earn a Supermax and the accolades that are involved. So that's the development side of this. So you're really talking about a long-term view here, are you not?
I think they're talking about a 3 to 5 years, maybe 6 years, because, again, Mark Eversley said, I don't know how long it's going to take to develop that guy. As we talk about the Bulls drafting Noah Essengay in the first round of the NBA draft last night and what they're looking to do going forward heading into next season. Layla, we're talking about our expectations. We're reading the texters talking about their expectations of competing for a playoff spot possibly. What about what Mark Eversley had to say on the expectation for this team now that they are where they are?
So with respect to, you know, expectations for us, it's to continue to build on what we've built. So as I mentioned earlier, we're a team in transition. And, you know, we're all about bringing in young, dynamic, athletic players who can play the style of play that we want to play. You know, and I think at the end of the day, if we continue to do that, you know, we're going to build a team that's going to compete on a yearly, nightly and yearly basis.
That is Mark Eversley that you're listening to here on Rahimi and Harris as we go through what the GM had to say, because the president of basketball operations, Arturis Karnišovas, he did not step to the mic after the first round of yesterday's draft. He did not join Mully and Hall this morning on the morning show here on 670 The Score. But you got Layla and I talking about how things have gone down.
I just think that when you hear him say that, and then you hear what he said in our last segment about how they want to develop talent, but you don't want to fully tank to get it. You've painted yourself into such a tiny corner. This is such a small space that you have in the parameters to work when the NBA has shown you that that's neither way. You have to pick a lane. Like, neither one of these is a proven where you can just be in the middle of them all and make it work. Like, you have to do one of these things in order to get better.
One thing I do want to do is define tanking as I see it, what that actually means. So when I talk about the Bulls not tanking, what I'm saying is going, trading all the players that have value that you can get stuff for, and then running out your younger guys, Modest Bouzelis, Julian Phillips, I guess Dalen Terry as it is right now, and getting other supplemental parts. Jalen Smith could be a supplemental part because you're not going to trade him and get something of value for him right now. But guys, you can't just trade in the offseason right and get draft assets for back. You let those guys run, develop. They'll struggle a lot, but they will grow. And now teams get better, such as the Oklahoma City Thunder, which won, 28 games a couple of years ago, like 3 years ago? So that's how you do it. You get more draft capital, and you let your young players run and run and run some more.
I feel like they've put themselves into such a tiny spot to be able to succeed. Like, keep in mind, Javon Carter just picked up his option.
Player option. Yep.
So that's $6.8 million off the books. You're looking at probably giving $30 million a year to Josh Giddey because you've put yourself into the position where he's your player of need. So that's your free agent money. Vooch is still here. You get your mid-level exception if you remain in a certain spot salary-wise with your team payroll. So that gives you one more guy. But then that as we talked about, and as Casey Johnson mentioned earlier today on The Score, you're then probably trading your draft pick. So that thereby limits, again, what you can do, your potential with this team. Dalen Terry, we're still talking about Dalen Terry in a way that I think is not fair to the team and to him, because I don't know that he is going to be a player they can develop like they did Kobe, Io, and the like. Like, I feel the same way. You're talking about Dalen Terry and Patrick Williams and Javon Carter still being on this team. You've got to develop your stars. And you can't have, say, the higher chances of getting 1 through 5 picks. It's confusing as hell to me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm not even confused. I understand what they're doing. I just disagree with it vehemently. That's where I am. I'm not confused. You have stated what your goal is. You have stated what you're not willing to do. I understand it. Great text here, 847, blah, 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 mediocre, mediocre, mediocre. Yeah, we're in the speediocre lane, as I like to call it. You know, not too hot, not too cold. This is some porridge stuff from Goldilocks we're talking about. And you know what the thing is about porridge? Whether it's hot or cold, it's still porridge. It's nasty.
It is nasty.
Porridge is nasty. That's a great point.
Porridge is
disgusting.
Like gruel to me. That's how I feel about it. This is Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score. We talk about the Bulls draft. I as I try to process all of it, I also think about the roster construction. You know, we've talked a lot about how the Bulls want two-way players, but they don't have many. And so Caruso was one of them. I know he was more defensive specialist, but when you consider the offense that he had on this team, relatively speaking, he was one of their two-way guys.
The offense that he had in the finals helped keep that series where it needed to be. They were in danger of going down 3-1.
Yeah, Indiana forced Caruso to take more shots, and he did, and he made enough to make it happen. So Caruso's gone because you traded him for Giddey.
No draft pick.
Talked about shopping Lonzo Ball extensively. You signed him to a contract. A lot of people think to be able to trade him, which I still can't entirely wrap my head around. So he's one of your two-way guys, so he's being shopped. We don't know the status of Ayodele after the injury, but he's one of your two-way guys. And then you get a guy who you think is a two-way player, but money-wise, your devotion is still to a one-way guy in Giddey most likely, and a very one-way player in Vooch. And help me make it make sense.
Well, Vooch is on the way out. Whether it's now, whether it's trade deadline, in season.
Max, you're looking at a year.
But all they've told us is 2026. Here's what I want people to understand, because I think they understand our view very clearly now. But Mark Eversley, he's confusing sometimes in what he says. A great example from last night. Here's what he said that he has learned from watching the Indiana players as they kind of spread the ball around.
I think the thing I take away from Indiana is just their style of play. They continue to come at you over and over and over. They play fast, in spite of what the score is, what quarter it is. And I think that's kind of how we played a little bit this year. They've got a bunch of players who can play on both sides of the floor, and that's exactly what we want to build here in Chicago, is players who are versatile, both offensively and defensively. You can't hunt any of their players. Everybody can guard. Everybody can defend. Everybody can run. Everybody can make a shot.
Do you remember when the Miami Heat effectively hunted in their play-in game against the Bulls and blew them out? Josh Giddey is not a two-way player, but you're talking about paying him a lot of money. He is a one-way player. Great offensively. No one is denying that. He can drive an offense. That's why he has value.
Right.
But the team that just won the title realized he was not going to be able to drive their offense where they needed because he would be hunted on defense. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander takes an even bigger role, steps into his MVP mode, and now you're left with a guy in Josh Giddey who, by the way, had spurts of defensive improvement last year. I'm not discounting that. But ultimately, he is a one-way player, and you just said you need all two-way players, a guy who cannot be hunted.
All of these things contradict themselves in a way to me.
That's the only way to look at it. And so, again, if they give Josh Giddey the money, I pose the question, it'll be my eternal question, once he signs that contract, which we presume he's going to sign with the Chicago Bulls, once he signs, whether it's a $150 million contract over 5 years, whatever it ends up being, Josh Giddey is the blank best player on a championship contender. You got to tell me that so I can understand where the other money goes.
Well, he was on a championship contender last year in Oklahoma City, and well, season before last now, as we look at it, but he didn't even get playoff minutes that were sufficient.
He fell out of the playoff rotation.
And that's what concerns me here. So you don't want to lose in a way that puts you in the highest likelihood of getting a 1-5 pick. Yeah. I know it came down to a coin flip when it was you and Dallas for pick number one. But at the end of the day, it didn't happen. And that's the exception, not the rule. That's not giving yourself the best chance. So we know that that's not something that they want to do. draft picks are not as of much value to them as they are to other teams like Oklahoma City. So you've eliminated that possibility. You want to develop people, and we know your head coach does that very well, but we know that that takes many years. And you just let go a guy who was known for his development skills, and you're promoting from within.
Let's just see where the trades land. If there are trades in this offseason, maybe we revisit this discussion and have a much more positive attitude.
Give me something to believe in.
Yeah, right now, I believe that you have time. That's all I believe in, is that you have as much time as you need to do whatever it is you're going to do.
OKC showed you in 4 years where they were. 4 years.
Four I like
years
that timeline.
Ago, did you know what happened 4 years ago? 4 years ago, the Bulls decided to trade for Vooch, and they got DeMar DeRozan, and we had a fun first half of the season.
And then it all fell apart once Alonzo got hurt.
So we wait.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.